Joining us on the WBGO Journal, Herb Alpert, whose work as a musician, producer, and record executive is known all around the globe. But today we're here to talk about The Philanthropist. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Alpert.
My pleasure.
The Herb Alpert Foundation has been supporting organizations that promote the arts for a few decades, particularly in education arenas. What prompted you to take such action?
I had this opportunity when I was 8 years old in my grammar school here in Los Angeles. And there was a music class. It wasn't called a music appreciation. It was just a music class that had a table filled with instruments, trombone, saxophone, tuba, flute, clarinets, and there was a trumpet there. I picked up the trumpet. It just kind of felt right in my hand. And I couldn't make a sound out of it. You know, I thought you just blow hot air into it, and obviously you have to buzz into the mouthpiece. But when I finally did make a sound, the instrument was talking for me, because I'm basically an introvert. Now, as a kid, I was pretty mute. So this trumpet was saying the things that I couldn't get out of my mouth. And so it's been a tremendous friend of mine, and it's taken me to some really interesting places through the years. And I feel that kids should have this opportunity at an early age, not necessarily to play the trumpet or musical instrument, but dance, poetry, sculpting, painting. It doesn't really matter as long as they get their creative juices out. And I think it's a big win, because you learn discipline from doing that, and it folds right over into the academics. And if you get pretty good at it, you start realizing, This is kind of fun for me, and I kind of appreciate my own uniqueness, because I'm a little different than everyone else that's doing the same thing. So if they can get into their own uniqueness, hopefully they can appreciate the uniqueness in others. So I think it's a big win.
Recently, the foundation announced a major revitalization project in New York City at the Harlem School of the Arts. But your partnership with them goes a few years back, right?
Well, it started in 2010. I saw an article in the New York Times that the school was about ready to close. And I had a knee-jerk reaction to that. I said, wow, how could they do that? It's such an amazing community of so many great artists came out of there. It just didn't seem that should happen. So I got involved, and we saved them, actually, is what it amounts to. And then we had some changes in the structure, and little by little it's turned into like in a magnificent place where hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids are spending quality time learning instruments, dancing, and doing all sorts of things that it gives me a great pleasure to be able to be part of it.
This recent investment, it's $9.5 million from the Herb Alpert Foundation. It's called the Renaissance Project. What's it going to do?
Well, it's going to change the place. It was designed years and years ago, 45 years ago, and so we wanted to update it. It's going to have architecturally, it's going to be cutting edge with the acoustical design that's worthy of the school's great history. So I'm excited about it, because I like kids to have, when they walk into an environment, I want them to feel creative. I want them to feel like they're in a space that's special for them. And I guess I'd be designing it for me. You know, I never had an opportunity to go to an arts center or a school that just zeroed in on the arts. So I'm keen on helping others to have that experience.
I can't help but think, in making another large investment towards the Harlem School of the Arts, they must have proven the difference they make in New York City.
Right. Well, I mean, how do you quantify that? I mean, how can you really say, the effect that the arts are having? I mean, I'm just going on my own gut feeling that it's, our politicians don't seem to get it, what art is all about. And the beauty part for me is, it's like there's a big mystery in art that you can't really identify it. What is that thing that makes you stop when you hear a great song, or somebody in the movies just gives you a chill bumps, or something that's being said does that? And the thing that I love the most is that arts is a discipline. It's about freedom. It's about freedom of expression. It's about freedom of imagination and truth-telling. And the truth-telling aspect is, which is really important, more important now than ever. We need a lot of that truth-telling.
Are there any other big projects or announcements on the horizon for the Herb Alpert Foundation?
Well, you know, we support 92 different organizations last year. You know, one that is, it got a tremendous reaction. I've been with the Herb Alpert Foundation since the early 80s, and the most reaction I've ever gotten, in addition to that Harlem School donation, was giving money to a community college here in Los Angeles, Los Angeles Community College. And through that donation, it enabled people that are not able to go to college. They just, for one reason or another, they're living in a terrible situation, and they don't have the funds even to get onto a bus to go to school. So we've given them that opportunity, and they get to study at a two-year community college, and if they put in the work, if they do what they have to do, they can transition into a university. And it's opened the door for people that are, you know, everybody wants the same thing in life. We're looking for a life with meaning and purpose, and these people sometimes just need a little helping hand. So it is not a sexy donation, you know, like people that have money usually go for the Yale and the Harvards and the UCLAs of the world. But this was a different type of situation, and I just feel it's very important to do, and I hope other people get onto the same idea.
Why is this foundation important?
Well, it's important because I get a chance to help other people. You know, been successful beyond my dreams. I didn't want to put a Van Gogh and a Monet on my wall and walk around saying, look what I did. I'd rather see if I could help others. And like I said earlier, you know, I had this opportunity in my grammar school, and it was changed my life. And I think it gives me great pleasure to be able to do it. I mean, that might sound really super corny, but I get chill bumps from helping others. It's great.
Herb Alpert, the arts world appreciates everything you contribute. Thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.